English translation. As we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage and disheartened. Help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks to all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 在帖撒罗尼加前书的和合本5章14-18节这样说，弟兄们，我们劝你们要警戒游手好闲的人，勉励灰心丧志的人，扶助软弱无力的人，也要容忍所有的人。你们要注意，不管是谁，都不要以恶报恶，却要在彼此相处和对待众人这方面，常常追求良善，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。这就是神在基督耶稣里给你们的旨意。咁啊，跟住咧，我哋讲到嘅时间咧，咁我哋系请罗牧师，咁佢今日咧要讲嘅经文咧，就系凡事谢恩嘅挑战。咁我哋将时间系交俾罗牧师。So the following time is a sermon time. So we are going to give the time to Reverend our senior pastor Reverend Law, and he's going to preach the passage.First Thessalonians, and we have our interpreter, Pastor Venice, here to interpret it from Chinese to English.
Good morning,
everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
几个月前咧，大家可能都睇个新闻，或者你有试过就呢个冰桶挑战嘅实验啦，或者体验。咁啊，又系体验下啲渐冻人嗰个困境，或者透过捐钱帮助一啲嘅机构嚟到去关心呢啲病人。
To the charitable organization.
我都俾人淋过，俾几桶冰淋过，都几冻。
I have tried to be poured with the ice bucket, and it is pretty freezing.
不过咧，过咗呢个运动之后，慢慢人就提出另一个嘅运动，叫做咧 Thanksgiving Challenge， 一个感恩嘅挑战。
And later on, someone have create a Thanksgiving challenge.
咁啊，都系咧，你感恩之后咧，就会tag 喺 Facebook tag 五个人啦，邀请佢哋一齐参与，每日数算五日五项嘅恩典。
And then on Facebook, they will tag five friends and then ask them to post their Thanksgiving items.
我都有参加过。
I have participated.
去每日咧数算上帝俾你生命嘅恩典。
To count the blessings of God.
唔好以为容易喎。
It is not easy.
我见有啲人话：，哎呀，今日感谢神可以有崇拜，今日咧有人煮咗饭俾我食，咁又感恩。
Someone have posted, oh, I'm really thankful that I can come to worship. I'm thankful that I have food to eat.
即系报喜不报忧，容易嘅。
It is easier to post the good news than the bad news.
但当我真系明白圣讲嘅感恩嘅时候，真系实践，其实一个真系个挑战嚟嘅，对我嚟讲。
When we read the Bible, the true meaning from the scripture, is really
challenging. 圣讲嘅感恩唔系净系咧报喜不报忧，有礼勿收先系感恩。
It's not Thanksgiving is not just telling about the good news.
先讲嘅感恩，讲喺困难当中都可以咧感恩。
Even in the midst of difficulties, we can still give thanks.
今日经文咧一开始提到咧几个挑战俾我哋。
At the beginning, there are a few challenges from the scripture that we read today.
十四节嗰度提咗三种唔同嘅人。
Verse 14, there are three types of persons.
经文话咧有游手好闲嘅人咧，又有咧灰心丧志人，又有软弱无力嘅人。
The three types are the idle, the faint-hearted, and the weak.
咩系游手好闲嘅人咧
？What is the idle？
帖撒罗尼加前书提醒我哋咧，有啲人诶唔翻工嘅，唔做嘢嘅，一味中文话一味靠黐嘅，喺第 第一卷书四章九节同埋第二啊帖撒罗尼迦后书三章六节都有提过。
Those who do not go to work and just waiting other people to feed him, and those are the idle person.
第二种咧就系咧灰心丧志人喺帖撒罗尼迦前书提到咧第三章提到面对逼迫啦 persecution 或者面对死亡嘅威胁，第四十三节都系令到我哋咧冇力嘅灰心丧志。
And the second type is the faint-hearted, and it is from the 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. These people are facing persecution.
同埋咧面对死亡第四章。
And they are facing death.
哇！有时真系哇，放弃啦，唔知点算。
And it is easy to give up during those difficult times.
第三种人咧就系嗰种软弱无力嘅人啦，喺帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章提到咧，佢哋面对咧，前边嘅日子好担心啊！哎呀，唔知点算啊！哎呀，真系冇晒力。
And the third one is the weak that in they are the people in chapter 5 that they feel very helpless and they are really worried about what is going to happen.
啲人一担心忧虑嘅时候就瘫痪咗，乜都唔识做。
When they are so worried to the point that they could not do anything.
环顾身边嘅人或者社会里面咧，都有呢三种唔同嘅人喺我身边，有时都出现嘅。
And even in modern days, we will still see these three types of people around us.
求其有一两款嘅人喺身边咧，你觉得好攰啊
？Oh, if you have a few persons belongs to these type, you will feel really weary.
我所啲精力时间好似俾晒吸晒咁样。
Our energy are given to them.
有时探一啲嘅病人嘅家属咧，佢咁嘅都系咁嘅感觉。
When we visit the family members of those who are sick, we also have these feelings.
唔好以为有病嘅人辛苦，照顾病人嘅人仲辛苦。
Not only the patients, but the caretakers of the patients also feel very tired.
如果身边有呢三种人嘅话咧，我所精力时间可能俾佢吸晒咁样，都哎呀好攰啊！
If you have these three types of people around you, all your energy are drained and draw from them.
近来呢十日，可能你留意新闻都系咧，亦都可能你受啲影响都未定。香港占中事件。
In the past 10 days, probably you heard from the news about the Occupy Central campaign.
有人话咧，每日打 Facebook 都俾人洗版。
When you open up your Facebook page, your wall has been flooded.
全部都系呢啲消息，有时唉睇得多，可能都瞓唔着都未定。
With the same news over and over again that make you sleepless.
有人喺版度踩墙，分享唔同嘅意见。
And on these social media, people have all kinds of opinions posted.
喺香港咧。引起一个 unfriend 潮啊，好多喂唔妥你就 unfriend 你，或者咧同你绝交咁样。
In Hong Kong, when they have different opinions or arguments, they will unfriend each other.
好多后生仔同佢爸妈亲戚全部 unfriend 晒。
Many young people unfriend with their parents or friends.
特别系亲戚。
Especially relatives.
咁发觉咧，好多人咧，越嚟越精神咧，越嚟有压力，或者有啲嘅情绪不稳。
Many people feel mentally distressed.
啱啱新闻话咧，最高危嘅三种人就系警察，同埋成日同朋友争论立场，同埋本身精神病患嘅人咧，都系高危人士。
There are three types of high risk group. They are people who are police forces and
mental problem.
Those who have mental problems.
有时可能你身边都咁嘅人都未定。
You might probably have these people around you.
圣提醒我哋咧，就冇得逃避嘅。
The scripture reminds us we cannot avoid this.
圣提醒我哋咧，要鼓励啲人，甚至乎咧，我哋咧要咧不以恶报恶，甚至乎去一齐追求良善。
We need to encourage these people and don't repay anyone evil for evil.
有时谂下都唔容易喎。
Wow, it's really not easy.
嗰三种人咧，将我哋即系搞到身心俱疲。
These three types of people drain our energy.
先又吩咐我哋咧，唔好咧以恶报恶，仲要追求良善。
The scripture tell us not to repay evil for evil, but always seek to do good.
去諗下，誒有冇可能做到啊
？Is it possible to do it？
咁啱睇新聞又諗起呢位嘅17歲嘅少女。
And from the news, I thought of this 17-year-old girl.
啱啱咧攞咗諾貝爾和平獎得主，就係呢個叫馬拉拉嘅少女。
She is the Nobel Peace Prize recipient, and her name is Malala.
今年17歲，但系喺两年前15歲嘅时候，有一日佢搭巴士途中被塔利班袭击。
She is 17 this year, but 2 years ago, she was attacked by the Taliban.
塔利班咧就唔准啲女仔读书嘅。
And Taliban prevent girls to receive education.
警告无效之后咧，就攞枪射佢头同颈。
When the warnings are in vain, they shoot her.
佢生命咧一度垂危，后屘就抢救翻冇事。
Her life is in critical condition, but was saved afterward.
好翻之后，马拉拉继续咧去唔同嘅地方，喺唔同嘅国家入边宣讲咧，小朋友特别女童咧。女仔应该系受教育嘅权利，亦都唔应该咧对塔利班心存呢个怨恨，反而透过教育去改变呢个世界。
After she recovered, she continues to advocate the right of children to receive education, especially girls.
佢深信咧
，and do not reiterate to Taliban。
佢深信咧，枪唔能够咧即系改变我哋，反而俾小朋友支笔、一张纸、一本书，能够改变呢个世界。
She believed that guns cannot change the life of the world, but a pen, a book can change it.
今日同样，上帝邀请基督徒同样一齐与上帝一齐改变呢个世界。
And at the same time, God invites Christians to receive this challenge.
咁问题就系点样做咧
？How to do it？
十六节，神咧俾一个嘅啊解决方法咧，俾个力量我哋去做。
Verse 17 show us how to do it。
十六节话咧，常常喜乐。
Rejoice always。
喜乐咧，圣经当中系提到咧，系基督徒一个嘅好紧要嘅特质。
It is one of the most important characteristic of Christian。
罗马书14:17提到咧，系话神的国唔在乎吃喝，反而在乎公义、和睦同埋圣灵中嘅喜乐。
Romans 14:17 For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit。
就系基督徒一个基本嗰个嘅印记。
This is the fundamental print of being a Christian。
另外，大家好熟嘅加泰书5:22提到圣灵嘅果子，排第二位嘅都系讲到喜乐。
In Galatians 5, it mentions the fruit of the spirit. The second place is joy.
提到咧，以前基督徒，我哋呢个系我哋应该生命流露出嚟嘅特质，喜乐。
It reminds Christians that we should be joyful.
啊，点样做就谂起咧诗篇第一篇嗰个嘅描述。
We recall Psalm 1:2.
广东话就系你中意啲乜嘢啊？咁样。
What do you like？
有时人生我哋改变唔到身边呢三种人。
Sometimes in our real life, it's hard to distinguish these three types of people。
提醒提醒我哋，我可以咧有一个揾到个资源可以帮助呢啲需要嘅人。
But the scripture reminds us the resources to help these people。
诗篇第一篇第二节话咧，最紧要就系你神嘅话语当中攞到力量。
Psalm 1:2 remind us to gain the strength in the law of the Lord。
经文提到咧，好似棵树一样，能够揾到水源嘅话咧，叶子也不枯干。
It's like a tree in a stream to get nourished and not wither。
咁啊，同样都系。神俾我哋有资源，以至可以服侍身边嘅人。
God gave us resources to serve and to help others。
都系问可唔可以喜乐嘅时候，我问翻你，你中意啲咩嘢咧？你
When the all creations is joyful, what can you do about it？
你咪真系喜爱、中意 读神嘅话语呢？
Do you really love and delight in reading God's word?
如果系嘅话呢，我生命有力量，有嗰个嘅盼望，而就可以同人分享。
If so, our life will have the strength and able to share to others.
跟住咧，仲有提两个好紧要嘅方法，帮助我哋可以帮助啲身边啲三种唔同嘅人。
There are two other important methods to help these three types of people.
就系17同18节啦，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Is in chapter 5:17-18. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances.
好特别话，佢将不住祷告同埋凡事谢恩放埋一齐。
It is really interesting that the author put these two together.
提到咧喺心思念都成日同神一个好紧密嘅关系。
It describes a very intimate relationship with God.
不住祷告，同埋常常去感恩咧，令我哋可以喺神当中得到份喜乐嘅心。
When we pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances, and we can be joyful in the Lord.
跟住喺经文嘅最尾一节提到咧，呢个系神在基督耶稣里边给你哋嘅旨意。
And almost towards the end of verse 18.It said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
咩神嘅旨意呢？
What is the will of God?
应该系包括埋经文嘅之前呢三种嘅紧要嘅元素，就系咧 ，be joyful, be prayerful, be thankful， 就系咧常常喜乐，呢个不住谢恩，凡事祷告。
And it should include these three elements: be joyful, be prayerful, be thankful.
当我谂下咩神嘅心意嘅时候，啲经文提呢三种嘢，那上帝希望我哋凡事谢恩，常常喜乐，常常你都去感恩。
And the will of God is be joyful, be prayerful, be thankful.
但系再谂下，咦，可唔可以我想再多知多啲咩神嘅心意啊
？Can we know further what is the will of God？
同一卷书都系帖撒罗尼加前书都提到咧，咩嘅神嘅心意喺第四章三节有提过。
In Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, it also mentions the same thing.
他是提到神的心意，不过是说神的旨意是要你们圣洁，远避淫行。
It said, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
跟刚才的第五章来比较，两个经文都提到神的旨意。
When we compare with the verse in chapter 5, they both mentioned the will of God.
都是唯一的经文提到神的旨意当中。
It also talk about the will of God.
特别要将常常喜乐和圣洁放在一起。
It also put being joyful and also being holy together.
似乎就是当我说 要常常感恩的时候，就是帮助成为圣洁一个紧要的实践。
Being thankful is an important step to be sanctified.
乜嘢系咁即系咩系圣洁咧
？What is holiness？
咩系感恩咧
？What is thanksgiving？
将个金句放埋一齐嘅时候，佢简单解释就系感恩就系常常留意上帝。
When we study furthermore, thanksgiving is to focus on what God is doing.
专注喺上帝嗰度。
Focus on God.
听经文咧，保罗话我哋咧可以凡事谢恩啊，喺咩环境都可以谢恩。
Paul mentioned we should give thanks in all circumstances.
点解？因为咧，原来透过以神为中心嘅生命，我哋留意紧系上帝，先至可以感恩。
It's talk about a God-centered life. You will.Focus on what God is doing and what is His will.
在同一卷书的第四章一节咁讲，佢话咧，弟兄们，我们在主耶稣里边咧，求你们，劝你们，你们既然受咗我哋嘅教训，知道应当怎样行事为人，并且怎样讨神嘅喜悦，一鼓励咧更进一步。
Finally, then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us.How you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing that, you do so more and more.
所以喺帖撒罗尼加前书提到咧，神嘅心意，或者第四章同第五章提到咧， 你生命的主权。
And it's talked about the will of God, and in both chapter 4 and chapter 5, it reminds us to more focus on and also notice the will of God.
当我们行事为人都活在上帝的主权当中的时候，我们可以活出圣洁，活出感恩的生命。
When we walk and do things in the sovereignty of God, it will become pleasing to Him.
我睇到唔同嘅金句咧，帮助你明白头先金句好吗
？These verses help us to understand the key verses.
譬如腓立比书第五章十九二十节都提到咧，感谢父神。
Ephesians 5:19-20 it mentions giving thanks always.
他强调呢又是在感谢神当中提到凡事透过呢不同的赞美啊来到呢将所有的事呢奉耶稣名去做。
It mentions through hymns and spiritual songs that we give thanks for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也提到呢基督耶稣的主权 Lordship.
It mentions the Lordship of Jesus.
他提到原来咦什么都是奉耶稣的名去做要奉耶稣的名就耶稣去感恩。
We should do everything and also give thanks for everything in the name of Jesus.
在这金句的上一节提到被圣灵充满。
The previous verse mentions being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到其实当我们真的被神充满神充满你心的时候很自然就会感恩。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will become thankful.
所以真正的挑战就不是扮感恩或者是作一些感恩。
The true challenge is not to pretend being thanksgiving.
也当我们以神为中心的时候就忍不住感恩。
When we are living God-centered, we will naturally want to give thanks from our heart.
所以真正的挑战是活在上帝主权当中专注在上帝那里。
The true challenge is how to live in the lordship of Jesus and also to do his will.
同样有类似意思的还有呢哥罗西书三章十七节。
A similar meaning also appears in Colossians 3:17.
经文又提到呢他说无论是言语行为都是奉耶稣名那去藉着他感谢父神。
In word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
提到咧，无论做咩都好，记得系奉耶稣，活喺耶稣主权当中，我哋可以感谢神。
Remember to do it in the lordship of Jesus and to give thanks to God.
有句经文可能打捞数啦，但系哥林多前书十章三十一节。
And a familiar verse from 1 Corinthians 10:31.
他无论或吃或喝或做什么都要为一切都要为神的荣耀而行。
Do whether so, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
你将为荣耀而神转咗做感恩呢都是一样的。
When you change it from to the glory of God, into giving thanks to God, it's the same.
提到你生活言行都好记得为神而做以神做中心。
No matter you speak or act, you will do it to give thanks to our God.
所以经文都一致提到呢让上帝主权在生命里面彰显。
They are all consistent talking about doing things in the lordship of God.
为神而活是最重要。
And live for God is very important.
咁样生活当中我就会可以感恩。
And if you live like this, in this style,You will feel very thankful for God.
不是只是有人请我吃饭有人送礼物给我才懂感恩。
Not only because of people buying you meals or giving you gifts that you feel thankful.
都是愿意活在神的主权底下以神做中心的时候或信或逆我都可以感恩。
But when you are living in God-centered life, you will feel thankful no matter it is up or down in your life.
好多人容易就会一睇金句就即刻反驳啦。世上咁多苦难，点感恩啊
？There are people who challenge us that there are so many disaster in the world. How can we be thankful？
哇！当我记得年头去委内瑞拉，或准备去非洲嘅伊波拉，或者香港嘅乱局，都觉得哇， 好亂喎。
When I think about my mission trip to Venezuela and also the news about the Ebola and also the political climate in Hong Kong, I feel it is really hard to give thanks.
好多邪惡，好多咧，即係人禍，好多極權嘅國家當中，好難咧感恩好似。
There are so many evil things in the world, and there are government who doesn't understand what the needs of the citizens. I feel so hard to give thanks.
所以咁問嘅時候，我哋可能問錯問題。
When we ask this question, we are not asking a valid question.
頭先將所有經文放埋一齊嘅時候，保羅挑戰我哋點樣咧以神做中心，為神而活。
When we go over these verses, Paul reminds us how to live for God.
我哋咧唔係對每件事都有答案。
We don't have answer for everything.
係透過咧感恩，透過祈禱，我哋留意喺上帝嗰度。
But through thanksgiving and also prayer, we know how to
focus on God.
Focus on God.
当我哋去感恩嘅时候，其实话俾撒旦听，你唔系揸 fit 嗰个。
When we give thanks, we tell Satan you are not in charge.
唔系咧邪恶势力掌权啊。
It's not the darkness of the world. Rules.
当我哋感恩嘅时候，我宣告上帝先系喺我生命喺呢世界里边先系掌权嗰位。
When we giving thanks, we declare it is our God who really reigns.
容我用一段经文咧作为今日经文最尾嗰个嘅总结。
And there is a verse that I would like to conclude.
都讲到咧，可能人生都好多忧虑有困难啊。
It talks about there are many worries and sad things happening in our life.
腓立比书四章六至七节，一开始讲到咧，唔好忧虑，佢知道人生好多忧虑。
Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 at the beginning it said, Do not be anxious about everything.
经文都是保罗写的，给埋那个解决方法给我们。
Paul provide the solution.
他凡事是凡事，藉着祷告祈求，带着感恩的心，将你所要的话给神听。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.Let your request be made known to God.
当你咁做嘅时候，经文话神所赐超过人所能了解嘅平安，必在基督耶稣里边咧保守你哋嘅心思意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
经文特别提到咧，系话藉着祈求同埋咧带住咧感恩嘅心去做。
It emphasizes by prayer and also supplication with thanksgiving.
同头先讲一样，当我哋面对困难嘅时候，我哋留意上帝。
When we are facing challenges, we should focus on God.
我学习咩？操练凡事谢恩。
Learn how to practice giving thanks in all circumstances.
当我咁样去感恩、去祈祷嘅时候咧，宣告上帝嘅主权。
When we give thanks in this way, we are declaring the lordship of God.
不是恶人啊，不是邪恶势力，不是魔鬼掌权。
Not the bad people, not the evil, not Satan rules, but God.
经文话都是咁做的时候，心里边经历呢份嘅平安。
When the Bible tells us so, we experience this type of peace.
好似我哋调转嚟做噶嘛，我哋咧有平安先至感恩啊嘛。
Sometimes we do it in the opposite way. We feel peaceful when we give thanks.
唔係，我有咗 peaceful life 先至 give thanks.
If we have a peaceful life, then we will give thanks.
聖話唔係啊，當你好擔心憂慮嘅時候，你試下用祈禱、用感恩嚟到宣告、嚟到交託俾神啦。
When we feel worried, we should learn how to entrust to our God and give thanks to Him.
喺困難當中。经历神。
In these difficult times, we experience God.
所以咧，今日如果温习一下咧，祈祷四个好紧要嘅元素。
There are four important elements of prayers.
作一个今日嘅结束嘅应用。
As our application today.
我祈祷人都会有噶啦。
We all know, we all pray.
但可是我都会留意咧最尾嗰部分祈求嘅。
But please pay attention to the last element, supplication.
唔系净系留意第四部分。Not only focus on the last one.
Not focus only on the last one, supplication.
留意咧，我哋可以有赞美、有认罪、有感恩。
Also, there is adoration, confession, and thanksgiving.
ACTS 一个容易啲记啦，使徒行传嘅简称。
And it's very easy to remember the acronym ACTS, the same name of the book of Acts.
Yeah, 有人中意猫咧，用 cat 就 C 行起 CATS。
Some people like to use the acronyms cats.
因为咧由认罪开始都系可以嘅。
We can start with confession.
但鼓励咧，今日我祈祷当中，试下多啲感恩嘅元素放喺祷文当中，好吗
？In our prayers, I encourage you to put more thanksgiving elements in your prayer.
感恩学习咧，宣告上帝嘅主权。
Thanksgiving is to declare the lordship of God.
人生或顺或逆，都系咧有神嘅同行。
There is ups and downs in our life, but we still.Give thanks to God.
当然最简单咧，由即系三餐嘅借饭做起啦。
The most simple thing is start with saying grace before three meals.
我唔知道你系点样啊，发觉咧，我对啲仔女咧教你借饭咧越嚟越难啊。
I don't know how you really apply, but when I teach my kids to say grace before meal, it becomes more difficult.
有可能都未挨过肚饿，好少为到餐饭去感恩，只有弹嘅啫咁样。
Because they never experience famine and no food, so they don't understand how to give thanks for the food.
我谂起咧一个中文嘅即系啊嘅标题，几好嘅喺写饭碗上边嘅，啊几有意思。
I remember there's an example that a Christian writes on the rice bowl.
佢咧有人咧能吃就冇饭食，有人咧有饭就唔能够食，有人咧我今日有饭又能够食，所以你感谢神恩典。
Someone can eat but have no food. Someone have food but cannot eat. And today I have food and I can eat. Giving thanks to God for His.Tremendous grace.
今日我哋好少人系，好少人第一行啊，即系能吃就冇饭吃咁样，好少嘅系嘛
？Nowadays, not many of us belong to the first.
有时探啲病人咧，多得容易第二款喎，有饭就不能吃。
When we visit the patients, most of them are like the second type. They have food, but they cannot eat.
今日可以有饭食，又可以食，真系好感恩。
When we are able to have food and also able to eat.We should be thankful.
不过，相信系一个最入门版嘅感恩啦。
Let's this is an introduction or a beginner's level to being a thanksgiving person.
但保罗邀请我哋咧学习咧操练凡事谢恩个生命。
Paul invited us to give thanks in all circumstances.
所以最尾分享一个高级程度版嘅凡事谢恩。
Let me share the advanced level of giving thanks.
有一个传道人，佢咁样咧，成日话要凡事谢恩。
There's a pastor who talk about giving thanks in all circumstances.
喺个极权国家当中咧，俾人捉咗，个法官咧知道佢有咁嘅操练。
He was caught in a government that is not democratic.And there's a judge talking to him.
咁咧就，咦？咁咧就个法官就想试下佢系咪真可以凡事谢恩，所以捉咗佢坐监一段时间。
The judge wants to test this pastor whether he can give thanks, so he puts him into jail.
又偷听下佢平时点祈祷。
And overhears how he prays.
咁我呢个传道人俾人捉咗坐监咧，佢祈祷咁祈祷话：感谢神，让我有机会咧安静读圣经。
The pastor who are put in jail, he prayed to God, "Give thanks to our Lord that I have the chance to read the Bible."
法官第二日就话：，有人告你啦，而家连所有圣经都没收埋，衫都要除埋走咁样。
The next day, the judge tell this pastor, "I found you are implicated in this case. I do not allow you to read Bible and also need to take away your clothes."
咁呢个传道人夜晚祈祷啦，感谢神，让我去学习咧背圣经。
And this pastor at night he pray like this.Thank you, Lord. You allow me to learn to memorize the Bible.
第三日，法官同佢讲：，一有人告你犯咗大罪，而家罪名成立嘅话，要枪毙嘅咁样。
And on the third day, the judge told this pastor, "There is someone who wants to accuse you, and if you are found guilty, you will be executed by shooting."
夜晚啲传道人祈祷，感谢神，如果早啲见你几好咧咁样。
And at night, this pastor tell the Lord.Thank you, Lord. If it is so good if I can see you early.
望到呢个传道人谂起凡事谢恩。
When I read about this pastor, I think of giving thanks in all circumstances.
有火鸡食，梗系感恩啦。
When we have turkeys to eat, of course we will feel thankful.
只要有神喺心中，我哋活喺神嘅旨意当中，有困难我都可以感恩。
But if we focus on God and we also live a God-centered life, it is more easier for us to be thankful even though in difficult times.
虽然今日冇人喺 Facebook tag 你，希望都每日都操练咧凡事谢恩嘅挑战。
If there's no one on Facebook tag you, you can still try to practice how to give thanks in all circumstances.
神啊，喺啲处境当中。边个揸飞咧？究竟
？In these circumstances, we can ask God, who is in charge here?
让我哋将生命交俾佢，去学习咧。上帝，你睇住我嘅。
Learn to entrust our life to God and know that He is our Lord.
跟住学习咧，操练咩感恩。
Learn how to give thanks.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless everyone.